This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does, and it works with a lethal tip. Check them out, froglube.com. Where's my Christmas spots at? Where are they? There's one right there. Probably been hearing this.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Joining me by way of Bigfoot Gun Belts and Alien Gear Holsters is the editor, one of the editors, the best writer out there, Sam Huber. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I like those spots. I tried to get Mo to tell me who does them. She couldn't tell me. Trade secret or something, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. Right now, the new thing that everybody is talking about is everybody wants to see national reciprocity. Except,
yes, indeed.
In a lot of ways, though, I mean, like in my state, I think my permit is recognized by 35 states. I almost have national reciprocity. And you just wrote a reciprocity guide to the new handgun owner or total novice. Let's talk about why knowing where you have that reciprocal agreement is important, shall we?
Absolutely.
A lot of times people get on the road and start traveling. What is it that they fail to look at if they're going to carry their gun? I know you know the answer to that one.
Well, often enough, they fail to look at what other states honor their handgun permit. Granted, in some parts of the country, you're pretty safe. You know, for instance, the upper Midwest, for the most part, you know, you're going to be okay there. But in some other parts of the country, not so much, especially not in New England. And here out on the West Coast, it's also a little bit dodgy because a few states out here are not really too amenable to concealed carry. California, for instance, we don't need to go into it. And then also the state of Oregon is, it's fine if you're a resident, they're okay. They don't reciprocate or recognize anybody else's, you know, any other state's handgun permit. So that's the big thing. If you're going on any sort of lengthy road trip, you need to be aware of what states reciprocate with or recognize your handgun permit. Otherwise, you can get yourself in really big trouble. There are, and I can't tell you how many, get on the internet, do a search, I can't tell you how many people get in trouble for, really innocent, what would be innocent mistakes. Like, there was a famous case of one gentleman, I forget his name, but he had a shotgun in his truck, which I believe the guy in question was from like North Carolina or somewhere around there, but somewhere a bit further down south. And he had a shotgun in his truck, which, you know, not even loaded or anything, which not really a big a deal, not really a big deal in most states. However, he went up to New Jersey to do a bit of work.
Was this the cable contractor, the cable TV contractor?
Something like that, yeah. I believe that was it. And he was looking, and last time I read into any of this, he was looking at a substantial jail sentence. And there have been other instances as well. You know, it's unfortunately this isn't too unheard of. So if you're going on any sort of road trip and you carry, you need to be aware of what states your handgun permit is going to be valid in. Additionally, you also need to be aware of what the carry policy is, because some states will allow you to have with a permit, they'll allow you to have a loaded gun on. Other states won't. Some states, if you're going to have a loaded gun in the car, it has to be in a, it can't be concealed. It has to be easily visible. Other states, they don't care if you hide a loaded gun in the car. There are a few states where if you have a loaded gun in the car, or a loaded handgun in the car anyway, you don't even need to have a permit. But that said, those are things you really need to be aware of in case you're going to be traveling either for pleasure or for.
What happens if I was coming around there and hanging out with you guys and accidentally fell into Oregon? What are the penalties for me having a gun going into Oregon? Because I've never heard any of the horror stories about Oregon.
It would depend. As with so much in law enforcement, it may depend on exactly who you run into, what officers you run into, but the penalty could be can actually be pretty stiff. Usually firearms offenses like that, carrying an illegally concealed weapon, that can easily become a felony, and you can easily be looking at a couple of years, even if it's an innocent mistake.
But nothing like it is in New Jersey, though, huh?
No, they're a little bit harsh. New Jersey's one of the harsher gun control states. I mean, they're famous for having a Republican governor, but as we've seen time and time again, just because party affiliation doesn't necessarily guarantee being the greatest friend of the gun rights lobby. Not to say that Chris Christie isn't, but you get what I mean. New Jersey is really harsh.
There are numerous, I've got an app on my phone that tells me where my permit is good. And there's numerous ways to keep up with who you have reciprocal agreements with. But a lot of people don't do that, do they?
Well, some people do, some people don't. If you're really new to this, to concealed carrying and so on, it could be something that you might easily overlook. And the reality is that a lot of the educational materials that, you can easily find online, like you go to Alien Gear, there's so the Alien Gear blog or Bigfoot Gun Belts blog, we put a lot of stuff on there, for good reason. It's so people can learn about these things.
Right.
But, it's not necessarily made instantly available to everybody when they, when they first get their permit. It's something they either find out on their own or, unfortunately, some people may wind up finding out the hard way by doing something by accidentally doing something illegal if they had no idea was prohibited.
Right.
And granted, I hope I can, do my part to keep that from happening, but, it can happen.
I'm going to put the link to this article in the show notes for this hour, and that will be out there. But my guest this hour is Sam Huber. When we get back, we're going to talk about knowing when to shoot someone in self-defense. That is a very important part of concealed carry if you have to draw your weapon. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and a degree of modularity that is almost unheard of in most gun items out there. Because most of the time they're wanting you to buy more stuff. Not so with G-Code. They're almost a victim of their own proficiency. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. The gun grabbers have done a very good job of making everybody paranoid when it comes to what they see. And they've also made it to where, well, you know, a lot of people are probably making a lot of mistakes with some of the things that they do see. And that's problematic. I'm going to explain. See, there's this guy. His name was Roglio Serna. He's a very upset person. Because a paranoid woman and her husband in Bakersfield, California, swatted his 73-year-old father to death. Falsely reporting to 911 that Francisco Serna, a man in the early stages of dementia, was armed with a revolver. We get this from some newspaper. Which newspaper is it? Which one? Anyway, some newspaper. I don't know which one. 73-year-old man in the early stages of dementia was killed by a Bakersfield police officer after a neighbor called 911 and erroneously reported the man was carrying a revolver, authorities said this past Tuesday. The officer fired 7 rounds toward Francisco Serna, who died just feet from his home. But when they searched Serna for a gun, they found only a dark faux wood crucifix. Roglio Serna, his son, said, "My dad did not own a gun. He was a 73-year-old retired grandpa just living life. He should have been surrounded by family at old age, not surrounded by bullets." The shooting early Monday has sparked anger and grief in the San Joaquin Valley and drawn questions about how people respond to the elderly and people with disabilities. It prompted Bakersfield's newly named police chief, Lyle Martin, to address the criticism and reveal details about the incident. He said, "I cannot tell you enough that this community is affected by Mr. Serna losing his life. This is a tragic incident." About 12:30 a.m., a woman arrived at her home in the 7900 block of Silver Birch Avenue, the same block as Serna's home, and began removing items from a vehicle. When Serna approached her, he was acting bizarrely and had one hand in his pocket, according to Martin. Police said she saw a black or brown-handled object that she believed was a firearm. She ran inside her home and told her husband to call police. Husband told a 911 dispatcher that a man outside had a revolver and had brandished the weapon. First things first. Thank you, California. Thank you, mainstream media. I cannot tell you how much this means. You've lied about the non-existent gun violence in the epidemic in the country for so long and so convincingly that these dim-witted twits saw this doddering old man walking around with their hands in their pockets and you mistook him for the boogeyman. Mr. Serna is dead because a moron imagines she saw a gun and her lying coward of a husband embellished her delusion into a revolver being brandished in a 911 call that amounted to nothing more or less than this couple swatting an innocent old man. But they weren't done yet. Two police officers just responded just after 12:40 a.m. as officers and a couple stood outside. The woman spotted Serna exiting his home across the street. Martin said she pointed towards Serna saying, "That's him." And then they rushed inside their home and closed their doors. So having now lied to the police about Serna having a gun and sicking the officers on him, they bravely ran away. The Sir Robins of suburbia. The officers, unfortunately, gave credence to these gun-imagining cowards, and they treated Serna as a credible threat. His dementia is perhaps affecting his ability to comprehend and react appropriately to police commands. Francisco Serna was set up to die by his neighbors. So the officers took cover. Serna kept both hands in his jacket and continued walking toward police, who ordered him to stop and show his hands. Serna ignored the officer's commands, they said, and when he was about 20 feet away, after ignoring commands to stop, Officer Reagan Selman fired 7 rounds at Serna. Serna was struck and fell in the driveway. He was pronounced dead just across the street from his house. Officials said that about 30 seconds had elapsed between the woman identifying Serna and the officer opening fire. By then, 5 more officers had responded and saw the shooting. None of the other officers fired any rounds. It was Selman's first police shooting since joining the force in July of 2015. He and the 6 other officers were placed on routine administrative leave. I'm fairly certain there will be a very thorough investigation of Officer Reagan Selman's actions, along with ensured public character assassination, that will portray him as a bloodthirsty, trigger-happy monster. Okay, I get some of this, but here's my question. Where is the outrage for the 2 liars that conjured up an imaginary revolver, claimed he brandished it, and sent 7 officers on a collision course with an innocent old man? Yes, Officer Reagan Selman did pull the trigger that killed Francisco Serna, but it was his officers, or excuse me, not his officers, it was his neighbors, who aimed the gun at Mr. Serna's head, and they should be named and shamed for the lies that destroyed 2 families, Mr. Selman's and Mr. Serna's. Both in time for Christmas. They'll be sitting around talking. They're probably thinking that they did a good thing. They're probably thinking they did a good thing. Swatting is something that I think is going to have to be addressed at some point with criminal repercussions if you get it wrong. And I know some of you are going, but Bill, that's you know, innocent until proven guilty, right? 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 No. No. If you get it wrong and it costs somebody their life, you're wrong.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that is a class of the industry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Recently, an Atlanta police officer wrote an opinion piece for the Noonan Times Herald, vigorously defending armed self-defense. It's very clear that this cop is a street officer, not an officer confined to his desk. So, verbatim, from the Times Herald.com, we have this. My sergeant and I interviewed the homeowner, assuring him his actions resulted from fearing for his life against serious bodily injury or death. A responding investigator queried as to whether we had coached the victim. But our position was more about the proper assimilation of facts and fears than dishonest motives. No point in the victim being a victim twice. The next day, the body of a young man was found behind the homeowner's shed, killed by a single gunshot wound to the chest. It was later determined the deceased was part of a three-man robbing crew that had threatened the homeowner the previous day and had committed over 30 burglaries in the area. There was no need to interview the homeowner again. Self-defense yesterday, justifiable homicide today. Police and armed citizens are natural allies. Both have an interest in a lawful and safe society. They tend to support and reinforce each other. A society that maintains the rule of law has low homicide rates. Societies where the rule of law is weak or missing have high crime and homicide rates. Such societies are dangerous for both police and armed citizens. There are no such lawless societies where the right to be armed is acknowledged by the government. And even in states that are hostile to gun rights, most street cops are sympathetic to armed citizens. The police have seen the result of disarmed citizens all too often. This Georgia police officer has the right idea. Celebrate armed citizens as part of society that maintains the rule of law. Societies that don't have this dynamic tend to accumulate more and more power in the government, and there's less and less of that residing with the citizens. So armed citizens usually see police as specialists who work for them to assist in the maintenance of the rule of law. Most police see armed citizens as allies and or equals. That kind of an attitude prevents police power from becoming dominant. That keeps us from having a police state. We've seen this with the Police One surveys from 2013. Most of these street cops like having us armed out there. They know that we are the ones maintaining law and order. We get this... Get this from townhall.com. We've got over 50 electors who want a briefing. Except all of these electors are almost all Clinton electors. There were 10 of them who were demanding a briefing on the alleged Russian interference during the 2016 election, but that has now swelled to over 50, and most of them being a Democratic electors for Hillary Clinton. 54 of 232 electors for the former First Lady are demanding outgoing Director of National Intelligence James Clapper provide them with the information about Moscow's meddling, which is still mere speculation, prior to voting Monday. Today's the 15th, 4 days from today. We get this. Separate from Mr. Trump's own denials of Russian involvement in the election, he confirmed communication between Trump's aides and those associated with the Russian election interference activity raised serious concerns that must be addressed before we cast our votes, the letter reads. While electors from Colorado, Massachusetts, and New York have signed on to it, Politico notes it does not include former President Bill Clinton or Governor Andrew Cuomo. Both are electors for the state of New York. Christine Pelosi, daughter of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, was among the original 10 to introduce the letter. Chris Suprun, an elector from Texas, is the only Republican to sign the letter, and it is doubtful that they will actually get any sort of briefing on any sort of sensitive information that probably requires top secret clearance. Now, the Colorado electors, see, some of these electors, they want to go out there, and this is all to keep Trump from being elected. The Colorado electors, Hillary won that state. Hillary won the state. So they should be voting for Hillary. But they know that Hillary lost. What do these electors think they're going to find out? These electors are like this couple in Bakersfield. They've been watching too much and listening too much to too many things, and they think there's something there, so they're demanding a briefing, except you don't demand an intelligence briefing, even if you're an elector. One of the reasons Pantsuit didn't get elected is because she let sensitive information out, too. Now, nobody has yet to explain. See, if they could say, well, all of the voting machines looked like they were hacked, And we, you know, we, I would punch, I want to vote for candidate A, and it would say D got my vote. Okay, now we're on to something. That's something concrete I can look at. That's something I can say, well, okay, I see what you're saying. But getting out there and saying that they influenced the election, how did they influence the election? By letting out certain things like, well, you know, we got this going on, we got that going on. Letting out all these unsavory details about how there was collusion against Bernie Sanders. How about that? How about all of, you know, all this other stuff. All these things. Podesta, all the Podesta's peccadillos that were out there. Getting out there and doing an embarrassing information dump. We're not talking data. Okay, data's raw numbers, all that other stuff. We're not talking data. We're talking about what they were doing. We're talking about all the underhanded things that were going on. We're talking all the embarrassing things about Sidney Blumenthal and all these other things that were going on. Podesta had a Gmail account. Tell me first, before, one, they're not going to get it. There's going to be no briefing. There will be no briefing. You do not call the DNI and get out there and notice that the two biggest electors in New York State, former President Clinton and Cuomo, did not sign on to it because they know this is not going to change anything, and they're not going to get it. They know it. Clinton has been there before. Cuomo has his own counterterrorism force. You don't get out there and demand briefings and then get them. That just doesn't happen that way. That does not happen that way. I am afraid. When we get back, we're going to talk about what NPR has been warning about for quite some time. The Democrats didn't listen to. Democrats did not listen to this, and this is going to affect them for decades, because now they've got to start all over again. In a lot of ways, they've got to start all over again. And then if we have time, we're going to get to Paul Krugman. Well, because Paul is he's out there now, and he's saying that this is illegitimate, and E-I-E-I-O, all this other stuff. But because he's mad, because the one that should have been coordinated didn't win. Understand? You get that? We'll be right back.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, a warranty unlike anything else in the industry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Am I speaking English? Yeah, let's try that. Someday, Bill O'Reilly, who likes to write books, may add to his list of historical books, which include Killing Kennedy and Killing the Rising Sun. He may write the next one called Killing CNN. This would be the chronicle of a vital turning point in American history. The screaming death of a propaganda machine in our politics, and possibly the resurgence of some genuine journalism. I do not refer to what you find on the magic box as mainstream media. I refer to them as legacy media, or if you want to, we can call them the Ministry of Propaganda. It's sort of old hat to sit around and be concerned about the bias in the news when we all know it's there, right? It is akin to complaining about the weather, about which we can do nothing. Except along comes Donald Trump, and he proves a different side. He goes otherwise. If progressives can claim that they can stop global warming, then we may justly claim that Trump can stop the global pollution that the Ministry of Propaganda spews out so continually that many of us have just gotten used to it. In previous years, conservatives were blamed for or ridiculed for blaming the press. We were compared to the student who claimed that the dog ate my homework. Okay, No more of that. This election cycle, the dog did his best and choked to death. While the Russians are blaming for, you know, getting blamed for hacking Hillary, the Ministry of Propaganda was hacking Trump, but not with facts, but with their favorite new thing, fake news. And this time, we got fake news before when we were told by Harry Reid that Mitt Romney had not paid taxes for 10 years. How's that guy still walking around? Nobody ever asked that question, but, you know, he said, hey, well, and he said, and now he says, well, I did what I had to do, because he didn't get elected, did he? So fake news is not new. It just has a name now. And this time, fake news failed. Millions of Americans were and are, still to a degree, frustrated. Very frustrated. Saw through the ruse and rebelled. Instead of their lies deceiving us, the Ministry of Propaganda was totally and completely disavowed. Today, well, the other day, he's taken the fight to places like CNN and by extension to all the other alphabet agencies that have mocked and vilified him while they were openly siding with Hillary Clinton and her crooked cohorts. Instead of the New York Times informing us, it saw its duty to be as being to disinform us, to dissuade us from voting for Trump. But the more mud the Ministry of Propaganda threw toward him, the muddier they themselves became. Yesterday, Trump made it crystal clear to CNN that they have crossed the red line. That's the one that Obama put in the sand, that he dared the Russians to cross in Syria. He's picked it up and placed it in front of CNN. They crossed it, and Obama whimpered. Trump, he doesn't even like having the red line. He's building a wall. And CNN, if they're not lucky, they're going to be closed out of his news conferences. He flatly refused to allow them to exercise the pretense of journalism by refusing to permit them to level questions at him during the press conference. Now, for those who may find themselves uneasy at the possibility of official censorship, remind yourselves that in this particular case, what CNN, the New York Times, and a whole bunch of other people are being censored for is not reporting. They're being censored for lying. They accused Trump of hiring Russian prostitutes to urinate on a hotel bed where Obama had slept. And then at the press conference had the audacity to accuse him of being improper in his refusal to dignify their propaganda with the response. The legacy media made a bet. And when you gamble, you have a chance to win and you have a chance to lose. Now, after the 2012 re-election, I guess they took, you know, Obama up to that point. As far as, you know, I looked at gun control as the benchmark. And Obama made no attempts at any gun control from 2009 to 2012. He made none. So then Sandy Hook happens right after his reelection. And then here he comes. And he knocks he's just chocks away with it. He goes at it full bore, all pretense at getting out there and saying, well, you know, we just want to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and the insane and this, that, and the other. No, we needed to just not have guns. We needed to have gun registries. We needed to have universal background checks. We needed to have all of this stuff. And the media went along with it. Now, up to that point, they had been sort of cruising. Now they just hit the afterburners and off they went. And, you know, we hear, you know, some of the stuff that we hear, like yesterday when I was talking about the WAPO reporter who referred to the 22 long rifle as a high-powered rifle. That's malfeasance. This is not even making the pretense of getting out there and saying, well, is it a high-powered rifle or is it not a high-powered rifle? What are the foot-pounds? What is the kinetic energy? What's the speed? None of that happened. He just got out there and said, well, the Israelis use that sometimes to kill goats. So I think it must be high-powered if it's in the military. Okay. That was the extent of the of the research on that guy's part. Lying means that at a certain point, or crying wolf, or whatever you want to call it, at a certain point when people become accustomed to the idea that you are lying to them, that means when that happens, then they stop listening to you. And they consider everything that you say, if you get out there and say, well, it's morning time, right after the sun comes over the horizon, they're going to question that. Because you've earned that. You've earned that distrust. So, there you have it. I used CNN in that because, well, CNN is a nice representation. I'm using CNN the way they use Trump when they're talking about me and you. Okay? The way they talk, when they talk about Trump, they're talking about me and you. I'm using CNN to represent the entirety of legacy media, the Ministry of Propaganda. Very happy that America stopped listening to it. Although there's still parts of America that still listens. Right now in South Carolina, we've got they're behind the curve on this because they've already talked about doing this elsewhere. They're trying to get rid of the 62 grain green tip AR or 5.56223 ammo, which has already been tried. You know, the ATF tried it and they didn't get anywhere with it. And you know, I tried to explain to the person that brought it to my attention that they're in South Carolina, they call for an assault weapons ban every year. They call for this, they call for that, and none of it ever gets anywhere. And he comes back at me with, you shouldn't make assumptions. Okay. Well, you know more than me, pal. Move on. If you already made up your mind, why'd you ask me? For those of you that still believe everything you see, you shouldn't. That's all I'm going to say. You shouldn't believe everything you see. I told you. Back in April, back in May, it was going to be Trump. It was Trump. And this is not rocket science. This is not rocket science. But coming up is going to be the third hour. When we get back, California, they're not really going to secede. And if they did, that'd be worse than falling into the ocean. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.